Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL. Like to take you along with Charlie Long. A little after 5:20, we'll be joined by our Odyssey NFL insider, Mark Schlereff, to talk about the NFL, Saints, Falcons. And Charlie, I heard Kellen Moore talk about Bijan Robinson. And you know how I feel. I think he's an unbelievable player, certainly a playmaker at running back and also as a receiver coming out of the backfield. But one guy's had a really some good games against the Saints, Tyler Allgeier. So it's a 1-2 punch. And, man, you know, without Drake London, I can stack the line of scrimmage. I'm going to take my chance. One-on-one downfield, I may throw a little bracket coverage here and there. But I really think in this spot here, it's, you know what, let's shut down the run and force Kirk Cousins to beat me, throwing the football. And Kirk can't move around real well. He's sort of they don't have telephone booths anymore, but he's a telephone booth guy.
Right.
He's not going too many places. Man, and I try to get inside to rush him. I take away that launch pad where he can throw the football downfield. A key for the Saints, and listen, we want to see improvement from Tyler Shuck. We want to see the Saints run the ball. Because I think less of the throwing is actually more, because you can run the ball if you can run it against Atlanta. But I think that is a huge key, making sure Bijan Robinson, Tyler Allgeier don't control the tempo of this game. Because those two guys, Bijan Robinson's a star player in this
right.
league. Not a lot of people, don't pick a running back with the top 10 or 12 picks. I can tell you all about how many of them guys won an NFL championship. Okay, Reggie Bush did, was the last one, by their own team. Saquon did, not with his team, but with the Eagles. All I'm telling you is you can't pass up a guy who's that talented in a Bijan Robinson. But the other guy's really good, too, in Tyler Allgeier.
You know, it's not a one-to-one comparison necessarily, Mike, but the way that Bijan can break any play open as soon as he gets the ball in his hands, and then Allgeier's more of like the hammer back, it reminds you a little bit about what you see in Detroit with like Gibbs and Montgomery, where it's they both complement each other so well. And you're right, because Allgeier has had big games against the Saints in the past, and it's a matter of being able to keep them both bottled up, because like you had mentioned with Kirk Cousins, he's, for one, he's old, but also the mobility off the Achilles injury, exactly. He can't move, Mike. He can't. And so if you force him to sit in the pocket and you get after him and make him uncomfortable, especially up the middle, but also off the edge as well, I mean, they're not going to have much offensive success this weekend. So it's a major key for the Saints to be able to make sure that Bijan and Allgeier, that 1-2 punch, like you had said, doesn't beat them this weekend, and that they force Kirk Cousins without his top weapon in Drake London to beat him through the air.
Now, do they try to go and get Pitts more involved?
Maybe.
He's been a hit-and-miss guy. Charlie, you look at over the last 10 years. I told this to Bob last night. look over the last 10 years in college football in the SEC. You'd have to include Pitts in as far as top 10 guys in the SEC over the last 10 years of his play when he was at Florida.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he
was a tilt-the-field guy.
He was an alien, Mike, when he was at Florida. The way that they used him in the passing attack, because he's so tall, but he's got these long strides. And this was the reason that Terry Fontenot picked him fourth overall in that draft, the highest pick that has ever been used on a tight end, is because you just watch this guy play at the University of Florida with the Gators, and he would just get out into the open space, and nobody could catch him. It's the rare kind of combination of size and speed at the tight end position. It made him look like an alien out on the field. And then he comes to the NFL, and you know he's dealt with injury concerns as well throughout his career, Mike.
Even when he's healthy, he has not been what you would call a signature player.
Especially when you use a top five pick on him. So I'm right there with you. He's been really off and on. I'm like, if Drake London was playing in this game, I would be much more concerned about Atlanta's passing attack, because I think he's a budding superstar in his own right at the wide receiver position. But for now, Mike, just like you had said, if you can slow down and bottle up Algier and Bijan, and as Kellen Moore had said on the Saints Coaches Show, prevent the explosive plays specifically with Bijan, the game-breaking plays where he'll pop, you know, what looks like a five-yard run into an 80-yard touchdown run or something like that, then you have a chance to keep this Falcons offense down. And we know their defense, Mike. To say it's been schizophrenic or up or down or whatever you want to call Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde, it would be an understatement. They have games where they absolutely annihilate the Bills offense, and then they get burned by Bryce Young for 450 passing yards in a Panthers career
that's unbelievable
record. So,
that's unbelievable.
You know, their defense is, and it's kind of to be expected because they have so many rookies on that defense, Mike. They spent a lot of draft capital to fix up their defense. So because they have those young guys playing these key positions, it's a little bit expected for them to be up and down, but boy, have they been up and down this year.
All I know is Arthur Blank's a lot more patient than I would be with Raheem Morris. You can see that this team is really floundering at this point in time. And you get beat by the Saints. I know this past week, because of losing Michael Penix for at least 4 weeks, and then, you know, Drake London not playing, but how much more patience will the owner have with Raheem Morris here in Atlanta?
Y'all brought it up last night on Second Guess, Mike. The comparison to Dennis Allen is pretty stark. You look at, you know, the first head coaching opportunity that Raheem Morris had, the first head coaching opportunity that DA had. Neither were in good situations, and now they get their second chance. I just remember, I think it was Brett Coleman that had tweeted this out, Mike, the different interviews that the Falcons had done for their head coaching vacancy, and you see Ben Johnson, and you see
Bill
Mike
Belichick.
Vrabel, and you see all these big names that are having success right now at the NFL level, you know, even outside of Belichick, and you're just thinking, man, they landed on Raheem Morris, and like the seat's got to be on fire at this point, Mike. It was going to be my triple option last night, but I'm going to save it for tonight. I might bring it up with Stink here in a little bit. The Falcons traded their first round pick to get James Pierce at the back end of last year's draft. That's kind of an all-in move, you know, that you'd think that you're going to be real competitive in the NFC South, and they're on a five-game losing streak. They're 3-7 right now, Mike. If the season ended today, that pick would be number 8 in the draft. So you're looking at the Rams, who are 8-2 right now after they beat Seattle this past weekend. They're one of the favorites to win the entire thing out of the NFC, and they have a top 10 pick. And if you look at the Falcons' schedule, with the injury to Michael Penix on top of that, that pick might not be going down. It might be going up. It might end up being a top five pick by the
time
it's all
said and done. That's all the Rams need.
Yeah, exactly.
Because remember, they were devoid of picks for so many years with the Jared Goff trade. Now, all of a sudden, they're swimming in draft choices.
Right.
For 2026. And listen, I got to give them, Les Snead, McVay, a lot of credit. How they have rebuilt this team. Because they tore it down basically to the structure, and then have built this team back up. And you can make a strong argument. There's no question for me right now. The best team in the NFC, I think Seattle's really close, really, really close. But as long as Matt Stafford is standing upright.
He's slinging it, Mike.
And he's on a roll right now. And he would be, for me, my league MVP.
It's kind of reminding me a little bit of like 2018 Drew Brees in that sense, like at the back end of your career and you're still slinging it. So I love Stafford. You know, all the success
back
in the world
injury and all.
Yeah, and he's playing through it, but he is getting it out to his playmakers, and boy, do the Rams have some of those. And taking down Seattle the way they did in a very tightly contested match this past weekend, it was one of those games that we were really looking forward to, Mike. And I think that they kind of put their stamp down that, you know, right now, even though technically Philly owns the tiebreaker, because you remember that fluky game in Philadelphia back, I think, in like week 3 or week 4 or whatever it was. The Rams, I think, really are the team to beat in the NFC right now. I agree with you 100%.
The way the Phillies, Philadelphia Eagles are to score points is more like the Phillies than it is the Eagles.
Good point.
The way to look at it. We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870 WWL, and Mark Schlereff will join us right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Mike DiTullio along with Charlie Long, and we're joined here by our Odyssey NFL insider, Mark Schlereff, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Listen to the Stinkin' Truth podcast now on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Mark, you explained to us maybe a couple weeks back about you kind of spilled all your notes here in the podcast. And so what was the focus this week? I know you had the Texans.
Yeah. I mean, the Texans defensively are outstanding, but I'm telling you, all three levels, and you know, all, those dudes can flat play. Although, offensively, man, it just, we talk about it all the time, and I know you just appreciate the line of scrimmage play, but if you don't have an O-line, I don't care who your wide receivers are, I don't care who your running backs are, I don't care who your quarterback is, if you don't have an O-line that can dominate line of scrimmage, you can't win in this league. You just can't. And the Texans are challenged up front, and I really don't know that C.J. Stroud is going to make a difference. I know they play Thursday night, and we'll see, you know, what that looks like between, I think it's the Texans and the Bills. But I don't think, based on what I've seen offensively and what I studied offensively, I just don't think their defense is going to be able to carry that anemic offense over the, you know, over the finish line to at least a wild card playoff berth. I certainly don't think they're going to overtake Indianapolis for the division crown.
Mark, the Saints play the Falcons this coming Sunday. To me, the Falcons look like a team in free fall. Defensively, man, you see good play and then two bad ones. Two good plays, a bad one. On offense, they've gotten away a little bit from what won for them, and that was running the ball with Bijan Robinson and Tyler Algier. I think they tried to structure the offense more toward Michael Penix and throwing the football. Kirk Cousins doesn't move well in the pocket at all. He's almost like a telephone booth guy that you know where he's going to be at. I think the Saints got a real shot here against the Falcons. I think the Falcons overall have more talent on the team. But right now, this is a football club that's playing with no energy, no sort of momentum. And you let Bryce Young throw for over 440 yards on you?
Yeah. I will tell you, man, I love Staley as a defensive coordinator. I love the way that defense plays. I love the plan they had at Carolina. I just think that this is a team, and I'm not saying they're going to win them all, but I go back to, you know, Detroit, when Detroit went 3-13 and then started the season 1-6 or whatever it was, 1-7, and then reeled off like 6 of the last 7 or what it was. You know, I can't remember the exact kind of how it happened, but it feels like maybe the Niners back in the day when they were struggling and they made that trade for Jimmy Garoppolo and all of a sudden they went on to win like 6 of the last 7 or whatever it was. That's what the Saints feel like to me. It feels like they've got an opportunity here. And I'm not saying they're super talented, because they're not. They still have a lot of work to do from a talent standpoint. But I think their schedule is favorable. I think that win against Carolina meant something the way they played. I feel like they go on a little bit of run here and finish this season really strong and, you know, and go into the offseason feeling pretty good about what they accomplished and pretty, and have a great understanding of what they've got to do going forward as far as, you know, getting an aging defense back to where it needs to be, getting a, you know, an interior of their offensive line. They've got to upgrade there. But I feel pretty good about kind of where the Saints are right now. I know they're only, 2-8, but I feel pretty good about kind of their 2-8 going forward.
We saw the game I think we thought we'd see between the Rams and Seattle. The turnovers were a killer for Seattle. But, man, again, Matt Stafford at his age – and I know he's dealing with a back injury. Mark, I don't know how you can't give him the MVP trophy. Listen, if it would end today, what he's done, I mean, with no preseason work, didn't even practice, you know, in the summer at all, and to watch him throw football, it's just amazing at his age.
Yeah, he's incredible, and what they've done is incredible. But I look at it like, You get four turnovers, four interceptions. I think you were +3 in the turnover category. You had four short fields, and you came away with 21 points. And you only beat a Seattle team who turned it over four times. You only beat them 21-19. And I kind of walked away from that if I'm Seattle going, shoot, like we're a really good team. You know, you turn the ball over four times and get four short fields. You should have won that game 41-19.
Yep.
Not 21-19. And so that was interesting to me. As far as MVP is concerned, like I assumed that Matt Stafford, if his back was all right, was going to deal, you know, with Devontae Adams and Puka Nacua and just the way they run the ball and the defense they've established. For me, it's Jonathan Taylor. Like Jonathan Taylor is like nobody, and I mean nobody, thought the Indianapolis Colts were going to run away with that division, and nobody thought that Daniel Jones was going to resurrect his career. And I think all of it you can point to just about all of it with Jonathan Taylor and what he does. In that game against Atlanta down in Germany, man, he takes off. They're down and bam, 83-yard touchdown, you know, just outrunning the defense, physical, nasty, runs people over and can outrun people. And then on that overtime drive, I think they gave it to him five straight times with conversions, and then, you know, they score that walk-off touchdown. So I look at him. Plus, I hate giving it to quarterbacks every year. It's more of my hate for quarterbacks than anything else. So I'm just going to be honest with you.
Rick Venturi is a good friend of mine. He does the color work for the Coach Network. And so I asked him, I said, Coach, how surprised are you with what you're seeing now with the Colts? He says, how surprised are you? I said, I'm shocked. He said, so am I. Because he said, no one saw this. No one saw this coming with Daniel Jones. He said, we knew we had a pretty good offensive line. He said, Taylor had sort of gotten beaten up a little bit over the last few years. But to see him play, but he said, really, the surprise is how good their defense has played, too.
Well, you know, I'm a big Lou Anarumo fan. And I thought he just got the rawest of raw deals in Cincinnati, but it doesn't surprise me because it's the Bengals. And so, you know, I mean, you should just – that should be standard operating procedure. But, yeah, they've been really good. You know, nobody in that organization thought Daniel Jones was going to be the answer, because if they did, they wouldn't have had an open competition at the beginning of training camp with he and what's the cast name?
Anthony Richardson.
So, I mean, I think we're all a bit shocked, pleasantly surprised, if you will. And listen, man, Daniel Jones, like, he's not the most dynamic personality guy that you'll ever sit down and talk with, but he's a good dude, right? He's a really good dude, and I'm really happy for him, because I'll be honest with you, I thought it was over. Like, I said it when he played for the Giants. I wouldn't pay him, and I don't think he's a franchise quarterback. And, man, he's playing really good football right now. It's exciting.
Yeah, no question about it. I mean, to watch him play and, you know, just stay away from the fumbles, because that was always been a killer for him with the Giants. Our Insider Calls with Mark Schlereff are brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Charlie?
You know, Mark, it was something that Mike and I were talking about in the first segment of this hour with facing the Falcons this upcoming week. When we had Kellen Moore on for the Saints Coaches Show last night, he had pointed out Bijan Robinson and his ability to create an explosive play basically anytime he touches the ball, the star running back a couple years ago that they took in the top 10 picks. But also the 1-2 punch that they feature with Tyler Allgeier, who I think their coaching staff may have recently said is an underrated star on that roster. But both of those guys, especially Allgeier, has kind of under the radar performed really well against the Saints. Bijan's obviously the key guy in that offense for the Saints to really have to try and stop this upcoming weekend. But slowing down both of them and then forcing what is an immobile Kirk Cousins to have to beat them is definitely the biggest key for this game.
Yeah, it shut down the running game, and it was really interesting. That game I did between the Saints and the Carolina Panthers, I mean, that was the game plan that you saw. And you know, Brandon Staley did a great job of bringing edge pressure consistently, overloading one side, making the running back cut back into unblocked guys. And they just took that running game completely away from the Carolina Panthers. And, you know, Bryce Young wasn't up to beating them. And, like, I look a lot the same. Like, you got to shut those two running backs down. Easier said than done, but shut those dudes down and put it in the hands of Kirk Cousins. And if you do that, you got a recipe to win this football game. And so, and I'm with you. Like, I think, me personally, I know how incredibly gifted Bijan Robinson is, because he is. But I think that the real key to that offense being good is Allgeier being just a tenderizer, just beating people up, and then letting Bijan do Bijan stuff, you know. So I've always thought they kind of almost – at times don't have the proper mix between those guys. And anyhow, you know, that's just my own personal opinion, having covered a bunch of Falcons games with those two dudes at the running back position.
Mark, man, you're in the heart of it, but to see the Broncos defense, kind of compare this. We've seen some good defenses over the past 5-6 years, because that you can't go too much farther than that, just the way it's the commuter world, the NFL. But how good that defense is, it's amazing to watch them. Vance Joseph has done a fantastic job. Now, he got talent around him now, and I got a coaching relative of mine. He said, I'm a lot smarter coach when I got better players. But, man, are the Broncos playing some out-of-this-world defense?
Yeah, they held the Kansas City Chiefs to 19 points. And, you know, they did it minus their best middle linebacker in Alex Singleton, the guy who's the green dot, the right-hand extension of Vance Joseph. And they did it without Pat Surtain. You know, I mean, that's two stars on this defense at two different levels, and neither of those guys played. And so to be able to do what they did, and I'm telling you, I did a breakdown on my radio show today, and I'll do it on the Stinkin' Truth podcast on YouTube tomorrow. You can check that out as well. On the Broncos' third downs, Vance Joseph, that was a master clinic on third down. And it was come get a taste third down is what I called it, because they played, I think it was 16 third down plays. Kansas City only converted five of them. And I think 14 of the 16, they played man-to-man. And they just were like, we're better than you, even with our backups. And, you know, Kansas City coming off a bye week, Andy Reid is 21-4 coming off the bye week. They have all their receivers, all their complemented tight ends. Everybody's healthy, and they shut them down. I mean, straight man to man. And it wasn't like normally in the National Football League, when you get into third down and 10 plus, you're playing some form of sticks, what we call sticks, right? You're dropping, you know, seven guys at about the sticks, and you're making the quarterback dump it off underneath, and then you're rallying up and making a tackle. And the Broncos, third down and 15, third down and 16, third down and 10, third down and 12, man-to-man, come get a taste. They don't care. And they had some unbelievable, like, double teams. They had a one play, you know, when you motion a back out of the backfield and that linebacker starts to follow them, and they're trying to run double slant off a two-man side and run the running back on a rail, you know, down the rail, down the sideline. And as soon as they do it, as soon as they motion the back and the linebacker follows, they snap the ball because they got him, right? They got him in this pick play. And the linebacker just stops. He takes number two. The slot safety takes number one, who's running the double slants. And the corner on the outside takes the running back, and Patrick Mahomes has to dirt the play before he gets sacked. I mean, it was brilliant. So you're saying basically, okay, now my middle linebacker is covering your slot receiver. Now what? And it was brilliant. It was like he was reading, you know, it was like the water boy, you know, football for dummies. Vance Joseph, you know, that. Yeah, and this is Andy Reid, who's one of the best play callers in football. Vance was in his hip pocket, man, in his hip pocket.
Mark, I'm going to let you go with this, but, man, if you want to get into the coaching ranks, man, look the kind of money that's being thrown around toward Lane Kiffin right now. You got three schools, one, you know, his own school right now at Ole Miss, but what LSU in Florida doing to try to entice him to be their head coach? It's amazing. And we live in a different world of college football, but I think what we're seeing here with Kiffin, the season's not over yet, and yet two teams making unbelievable offers to him before he plays his final regular season game, and that team will be in the top 12 in the college football playoffs.
Hey, yeah, that's crazy. Hey, next time you talk to Kellen Moore, just remind him that when I was at Idaho, we whipped Boise State. Whipped their asses.
I will do it, Steak. Thanks so much, bud. Appreciate it.
You got it.
All right. That was Odyssey NFL Insider Mark Schlereff, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Mark is the host of the Odyssey Original, the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Remember to listen to the Stinkin' Truth podcast on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. We come back, it'll be our triple option feature. Myself along with Steve Geller, Charlie Long, right after this break.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL. It's our triple option feature. Myself along with Steve Geller, Charlie Long. Steve, up first at bat.
Well, gentlemen, I'm going to go to the NBA first, and no Pelicans talk. Relax. I'm not going to put any more dirt on that grave right now. But looking at the LA Lakers, we get the return, folks, of LeBron James for the first time this for the season. He's been dealing with sciatica. But this will be officially, when he takes the court tonight, year number 23 for him in the NBA.
It's
which
amazing.
Is completely
amazing.
Unbelievable, and nobody else has done that before. So he'll be the first one to ever have a 23rd season in the NBA tonight.
Yeah, like him or not.
Right.
Man, you got to give him his props. You know, for me, Michael Jordan's greatest I've ever seen out on the court. And, man, you know, when you think about all I've seen with Wilt Chamberlain and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and Larry Bird and Magic. And, man, to see what those guys did, and look at LeBron at his age and what he's able to do.
40 years old.
That, to me, is really something to see. Charlie?
Guys, I will go kind of with the Pelicans, but not really focused on the Pelicans. The Birds played
the best. You got to explain me that one, Charlie.
Well, just give me a second here. I'll do exactly that. The Birds played the best team in basketball last night, and they lost to the OKC Thunder. And to wrap up their five-game homestand, which we had previewed last week as being a complete gauntlet, they have the best player in basketball coming to town. They already played the best team. Now they have to play the best player. Nikola Jokic last night, guys, against the Chicago Bulls. 36 points, 18 rebounds, 13 assists. Recorded his 48th career 30-point triple-double via NBA.com/stats. He ties Russell Westbrook and Luka Doncic for the second most 30-point triple-doubles in NBA history, and he's only behind Oscar Robertson in that category. The Big O.
I saw Ice too.
The Big O. So, listen, Nikola Jokic is well on his way to being an MVP again this year. Last night, playing the best team in basketball, and now you have to go against the best player in basketball. It's just not getting easier for the Birds.
Do you think he's got enough around him that, you know, you follow
the
NBA? I think they're a better team, but enough to win it all.
I think so. I think the Denver Nuggets are, once you get to summer basketball, you get to the playoffs, and you have a seven-game series, I think the last person in the world you want to see in a best-of-seven on the opposite side of the court is Nikola Jokic. He's the best player in the world. you can make arguments for different players. I know Shea was the MVP last year. I think Jokic was better. But if you're in a best of seven, that guy will give you a chance every single game to pick up a W. So it doesn't get easier for the Pelicans. They have him coming to town tomorrow night to end that five-game homestand. And the Denver Nuggets, like I had said, have also been very much improved this year too. But Jokic is the engine for that entire team. I mean, he's just fantastic.
It didn't seem at times the supporting cast around him was maybe as good as it was in years past last year. I don't know that.
I agree.
They had the supporting cast because, you know, he's great. But, okay, if I got to play him, my deal is, okay, I'm going to try to limit you. But somebody else got to help, too.
Did y'all see the thing that Ty Lue said about Jokic where he just scorched the Clippers for like 50-plus points in a game? And Ty Lue said, yeah, we wanted to limit his passing. We wanted to make him beat us. But we didn't realize that, well, he's a phenomenal passer as well. He's one of the greatest passing big men of all time. They limited his, you know, assist numbers in that game, but he just went off for 50-plus points. He's just like, oh, we weren't really anticipating that. It's part of the game plan of limiting him, like limiting the pieces around him. By doing that, you let him open up and just kind of kill you that way, too. So that's what makes the Nuggets so scary, is that they have the best player in all of basketball. And he's coming to the Smoothie King Center tomorrow night. So good luck to the Pels.
Maybe Pels will get lucky and he has a load management game tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll see.
Even with the load management, can they beat him? Even if they're not, he's not in the lineup. That would be the big question. Can they beat the other guys? Right now, this
Who
team
knows?
is really floundering. And they have no identity, you know, just not playing well at all across the board.
Maybe Zion will be back. Maybe.
Maybe. That's a big maybe. We'll be back to finish it up here in hour number two of Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL right after this break. Finishing up here in hour number two of Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettelia along with Steve Geller and Charlie Long. Steve, what you got coming up in the 6 o'clock hour?
We're going to dip into a little audio from yesterday's Saints locker room here from Justin Reed. Plus, we'll get into our fantasy focus. 6:35, Joe Bartle, fantasy football expert at RotoWire, will join us as we break down the sit starts for Week 12.
No Lane Kiffin talk, right?
There's always Lane Kiffin talk.
Everywhere.
Right,
everywhere. We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870 WWL right after this news break.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.